Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Dave Cribb, are you ready?
I am ready.
Helen, are you ready?
I'm still ready.
I'm ready. Should we? Dave, are you ready?
No, I'm not ready, sorry.
Okay, 1 second. Wait for Dave. Dave, you ready?
Helen, are you ready?
Hello, Helen.
Oh, it's always Helen, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's just start and see what happens.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Twit to woo!
A twit to woo to you too.
A twit to woo.
Is everyone ready?
Everyone ready? Everyone good to go?
So ready.
I'm having to bounce back from the worst comment anyone can ever say to you, which happened to me today.
Ooh, was it Beth?
It's put me in a bad mood. No, my friend Justin saw me went, and I've been feeling good today. Been good. I've had a great week. And I knocked on my mate Justin's door as I walked past to see if he was walking his dog, and he went, "Oh, you look tired."
Oh, right in the teeth. It's awful when you're feeling great.
I was feeling great. And what do you mean? I said, "What do you mean? So you look all puffy. You look tired." I've had plenty of sleep.
The trouble there, Tom, is if you're not actually tired, that loosely translates as you look old, doesn't it?
Oh, God.
Like if you're like, well, I'm not tired. That's
good
the
morning,
one thing I can
look
guarantee.
Old.
Well, and now this brings me neatly onto my other thing, which has irritated me. And it hits a similar sort of irritable G-spot, if we've got one of those, I don't know. But on Facebook, I put a picture of my kids and Polly this week. And two different people basically said more or less the same words, which were, "She's still going, is she?"
Oh, God, what?
Who are your friends?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, this is... I think they both those friends actually hark back to a previous iteration of Facebook where you just kind of collected everyone and you had... Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
just,
yeah.
All colleagues, anyone you met randomly. Facebook. And both of those were examples of that, who I've not seen for years and years
wow.
and years. And it's like, guys, I'm very sensitive about the fact my dog is 14 and a half.
God, imagine that was about a human, though. You just put a photo of your gran or something, and I was like, "Oh, she's still with us, is she?"
I'd quite approve of that, to be honest. Yeah. I quite like that. Yeah, but it's true. And I just, I got it really... Oh, it rankled.
Did you reply? What did you do?
No, what I did was the most pass-haggy thing you can do on Facebook, because there were lots of, as you can imagine, you know, nice comments underneath. Oh, that's nice. And I put... The caption I put was how much my dog hates Wilfred and Edmund, which she does.
Right.
And lots of people laughing and blah. So I liked all the other comments apart from those two comments.
Oh, hit where it hurts.
Soft burn. A lovely burn
exactly.
I'll get if they go through and analyse all the liking of the rest of the comments.
What is a soft burn? Sort of the candle wax burn.
Yeah. You know when you hold your hand above the candle for like a second, that it's not really, it's just a bit annoying.
Oh, God. Is anyone else addicted to playing with candle wax?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, define addicted. I find it quite satisfying, but it's not like I'm not doing it every day.
I don't need to go to the Priory for it. No. But if I'm sitting in a restaurant scenario, remember them, lol, and I start just playing with candle wax, and I often it begins with just a gentle prodding from the index finger, and by the end, I've built empires of wax essentially.
Yeah,
it's the sort of thing I always get told off for because it's not the sort of thing grown ups are supposed to do, is it?
It's true, isn't it? Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, just move the candle away.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one step away from being like a hipster fad. Like, you know, you had the cereal cafe that opened a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
remember that. Maybe you could get the candle wax cafe where, you know, you are encouraged to piss around with wax and model stuff. I'd go. I'd go.
It feels like health and safety nightmare, to be honest. Come in here and just touch burning things.
Yeah, that could go badly wrong.
Have you ever played with candles at home? Because I do think it is a restaurant thing, because I have candles on all the time, but I never play with them if they're in my actual house. It's only when I go out. Is that a thing?
Do you have candles lit all the time at home?
Yes.
Do you?
Are you a druid?
Yes.
Sort of ritual going. I do you know, that's absolutely bang on. I would never disrespect a home candle.
No.
Because I'm trying to. Oh God, this is so true. We've dug down into an awkward sort of selfish part of me. You know, that old school thing. You wouldn't do that at home.
You wouldn't, because particularly if you've paid for the candle, it is burning your own money, isn't it? Basically. And so, yeah, you're never going to ruin that experience. But in a restaurant, Pokemon Pokeson.
Well, I don't think we get 7 minutes out of candles to kick off the show today, but we've absolutely done it.
I can push it. I can keep going. We'll talk about the fact that Scott Quinnell, former Welsh rugby player Scott Quinnell, who Dave and I both met making various bits for Radio Wales, he stopped playing rugby, absolute legend of the game, started a candle business. Yeah. How random is that? Yeah, Quinnell's candles.
Does very well, doesn't it?
Should we go and poke them and see if we can cause some havoc?
Let's go and fuck up the candle business. I wasn't going to go all mafioso sort of like candle. I was just thinking it's quite a niche business to go into.
I wonder why that happened.
Candle sales have gone up at the moment because of lockdown, because my candle fetish definitely has started because of lockdown. It's something to do, isn't it? Light a candle at the beginning of the day.
For about a second and a half. You're like, what am I going to do this afternoon? We could light a candle. All right, cool.
And then when you want to get rid of it, you get to blow the candle out. That's another second and a half.
I just imagine you and Matt sitting there in the middle for 3 hours waiting to blow it out again. It was good when we lit the candle, wasn't it? Can't wait to blow it out in a couple of hours. What should we do in the meantime?
Do you remember the candle sex scene in that Madonna film from years ago? What was it called? Where Madonna... It wasn't Indecent... Maybe Indecent Exposure or something like that? Madonna did lots of sex. And there was a scene where she did lots of sex and she just poured a candle onto a man. I remember watching that when I was about 16, just being like, what
the... Do you think this is where the wax fascination comes from, Tom?
Oh, God, Helen. Oh, I didn't realise I was recreating my fancying of Madonna. I did spend a lot of the 90s fancying Madonna.
Is it the film Body of Evidence?
Body of Evidence. Yes. Yes.
Isn't Google amazing?
I just remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave's amazing. As discussed, see above, we've talked many times of how we have absolutely no ability to recollect any references ever.
No. I'm particularly bad at films, though, and I've literally never even heard of this film, I would say, Body of Evidence.
It's an absolute stinker. Madonna's naked throughout. It's like Basic Instinct, but more candles, less plot.
Right, okay. With Willem Dafoe and Madonna, eh?
Yeah, Willem Dafoe getting absolutely covered, getting candle wax poured on him by Madonna.
Oh my God.
Willem, what was the highlight of your career? Gotta say it was when Madonna poured candle wax on me.
Maybe looping back, that's what we meant by mild burn earlier, is candle wax pouring from Madonna.
Yes.
There you go. Perfect.
It's good that we've talked about candles for 10 minutes because I'm the only person who's written on the list this week.
Yeah, yes. I'll be honest, as with everything Tom and I ever do, I did it for a week and then forgot about it completely.
Last week, it's so true.
And you've still only written two things on the list, but we'll go through them. Passports.
Yeah, passports, please. Over to you. Helen, you sent us this message saying passports. When was this?
This was one of the ones where you say words. If you haven't listened to an episode of Cabin Fever before, we're sorry.
How are you still here if you've not listened before?
It's a real struggle to get into this show, if I'm honest, if you're a new listener. But what we started doing last week is we decided every time something interesting would happen to us in the week, we'd write down a reminder on our WhatsApp group and then we could sort of go through them and that could be the content of the show.
We thought it
might give us some structure and ideas. However, we've done it for 1 week and given up.
Yeah. But Monks also, as part of last week's, just started writing random words to undermine the whole procedure, so... Is passport a real story or is this just you writing the word passport?
Passport is a real story. It's not a very interesting story. I was thinking it would be one of many, but we'll go for it. I got a new passport.
No, this is literally the only story for this week's Cabin Fever from the WhatsApp. Yeah. So just bear that in mind when you tell this story. This is the headline content, okay?
I would say, can I just say, Dave, robot Hoover is there waiting in the wings as well. There's more Hoover chat.
Yeah.
And actually, I have a robot Hoover update for you as well.
Well, let's save that till after the ads. But please, if you can... That's our till after the ads treat, right? That's your headline non-anecdote of the week.
Oh, God.
Is the robot Hoover. The pre-ads sizzle to keep you on is passports. 5 minutes on passports. Go.
So, I've got a new passport.
Okay, we'll take a break there. Oh, sorry.
It's black. It's black. It's cut. It's turned up and it is... Yeah. But also, so... Dave, I don't know if you remember this, last year, or maybe it was the year before, I got stranded in Riga because
I lost
my passport on my way to the airport to fly back.
Yeah.
And the way that it works is you go to the embassy, but they have to order the passport from Madrid and it takes 3 days. So I had to just stay in Riga for 3 days. Wow. And then when I got my passport, it only allowed me on one flight and then it got put in the scrapper. And then when I applied for a new passport, they only let me have it for a year because I'd lost my passport so many times that they didn't trust me with a 10-year
one. Is that what they do? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to go for a meeting at the passport office where they asked me a load of really stressful questions.
Is there a waiting room full of goobers who've lost their passports all looking sad for themselves?
No, I think it was just, this is what's really, I thought there'd be loads of people who do this, but it was just me. Mm. And the guy, actually, I've done it twice now. I've had to have two of these meetings.
Twice?
I know.
You're a fucking spy. The first time
he said, you're the first person that I've done this interview with. Mm. And he said, your parents must be very disappointed in you.
No.
I don't know how old he thought I was.
No.
I cried. I was so
embarrassed.
The thing is, it is shameful. I should be able to hold on to a passport and I can't. I just can't. I don't know what happens. It's some kind of... I don't think borders are a good idea, and so I repel the notion of passports.
No such thing as illegal people. I agree with you. Yes. Get rid of borders.
Just to be clear, you're against borders mainly because of your ability to keep hold of a passport, right? That's the real thing.
Yeah, it's purely like white girl selfish ditziness, isn't it? But yeah, so I got my year passport last year and then I reapplied because obviously I had to reapply after a year and I was very nervous whether or not they'd give me a 10-year one, but it came through the post and they have, so they trust me again with a whole 10-year one. So that's...
Is it black, did you say, or blue? I thought, am I going to be blue?
Well, maybe it's blue and I've just got bad eyesight. It's a very dark blue if it's blue. I'll send you a picture.
Oh, please do.
But yeah, it's quite depressing. But also, I do actually prefer the colour to the red. Is that bad?
No,
I mean, yeah, I'd say it does look better. It's just I'm not sure we needed to go through all of that to get that. You know,
yeah, you could have just put our previous maroon passports in a black or blue holder.
Yeah,
which is what a lot of the UKIP idiots did. You know, pre the whole thing anyway. In the first place, much simpler way of dealing with it. Wow,
I'm worried this looks blue in the picture, even though it looks black. In real life.
Also, I would say, Helen, you now face the misery of owning a 10-year passport, which means that you will get that thing where when it gets really old and you're going on holiday after like 8 or 9 years and you look much, much younger in the passport. It's quite depressing.
I found a loophole there.
Good.
And I always do this with my multiple passports. I purposefully just take the worst picture you've ever seen in your whole lives.
Yes.
So then you can't do that thing where you look and you go, God, I look, you know, whatever. You just always look terrible.
Yes, that is a clever idea, actually. That is it. Oh, it looks very nice. You sent it to our WhatsApp group. Yes.
I think it looks blue, yeah, to be honest.
It's blue.
It's the gold dress all over again, isn't it? No, that's blue, love. That's definitely blue.
It's blue. It's just blue, mate.
It's black. Blue. I'm going to take a picture in a better light. Bear with.
If you want to make it look black, Monks, take it without light. Just turn the lights off and then take a picture of it. It'll look much blacker then.
Wow, look at that.
But there you go. Has he got a new passport? That's nice. So you can travel. You're preparing for the
for
new
any
world.
Day
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine.
Oh, you are literally just sending us different photos of your passport in different lights, aren't you?
Pictures of Helen's wax and pictures of Helen's passport. Welcome to Cabin Fever.
Blue.
It's what we do. It's still blue. That's blue. That's blue, Helen. Yeah,
you can. No.
keep sending us pictures of your passport. Stop. Can you stop spamming me with photos of your passport? Because also, what I could do is get in touch with the government, say this person is trying to sell this passport on WhatsApp, and you'll lose yet another one. Dave, we could easily manufacture a situation where Helen can never leave the country again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, isn't that just... the current situation.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah, we just need to release a deadly virus.
Done. Quick fire question. What is the first place you're going to? You've got your passport, right? Your blue passport. And you can now go anywhere in the world. I'm giving you a budget of £1,000 to fly.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Not literally. It's just hypothetical. Where do you go? Where do you go? Come on.
Finland.
Finland! Yes, of course you do. Of course you go to Finland. Why?
Lovely.
Love it, though, but why?
I used to go to Finland a lot as a child. My parents have a friend who lives there, and I've not been in a long time, and I keep fantasising about it, I think, because we're not allowed to go anywhere. Yeah. Also, I've made a deal with myself not to fly ever again.
Yes.
And it feels like quite a good distance to get away, but it's not so long on a boat that you want to jump over.
Right. Okay.
So you're never going to fly again?
That's the plan.
What about work? What if you get a gig in LA? What if you do a self-tape and there's a pilot in LA and it could lead to a massive, massive sitcom making 24 episodes at 60 grand an episode and you're never going to fly again, yeah?
I would get a boat and say, I'll be with you in 2 weeks. I'll see you there. Fine.
Give me 1 second, Tina Fey. And by 1 second, I mean some months. I agree.
Three to four weeks.
I completely approve. Me and my wife are trying to do this as well. We're trying to never fly again. That's something we're going to try and do. But let's ignore carbon for the purposes of this conversation. Dave Cribb, the passport is in your hand. You can go anywhere. I've given you the cash. You're at the airport now, right?
Yeah.
You're looking up at the screens. Go with me on this, Dave. Come on. You're looking up at the screens.
No, I am. I feel like my answer is going to be very environmentally unsound based on YouTube.
Can I guess
what it
is?
It's a totally hypothetical situation, yeah. So it's fine.
I think I know Dave well enough to know what this one is.
Do you?
Go on.
LA.
Japan.
No, actually.
Oh,
good guesses, everyone. I'd happily go to either of those places. Now, actually, me and a couple of pals potentially want to go to Australia for the Ashes in December.
This year?
If the world allows it. Ooh. Yeah, it's touch and go, isn't it? But that'd be my dream.
So how long would it take you to get to Australia on a boat?
I'm setting off now,
mate. I'm absolutely on my way.
I love it. All right, good. All right. Australia, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Yeah.
That's a good answer. What about you, Tom?
Oh, if I could fly anywhere, it probably is LA. Maybe that's why I said. Oh no, actually New York. It's New York. I really want to go to New York. Yeah. I've watched a lot of TV that happens to be in New York recently. Succession was in New York. Big bits of it were in New York. Mm. And what was the thing with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman when? I can't remember any of the TV shows I've watched over the last year. I've watched so many.
Oh, yeah, the weird one with the weird
name.
Yeah,
it was a bit weird, but I quite liked it. Anyway, that was all very New York-y, and it just made me want to go there and do stand-up in those lovely, gorgeous basement bars and all that sort of stuff. But I'm going to go by boat because, you know, what could possibly go wrong? A boat going from, say, Southampton to New York. What could go wrong?
There's no bad stories about that. No. Fine.
Exactly. I'll take a life raft. All right.
Maybe we should do this. Maybe that should be it when the borders open again. Yeah. Should be cabin fever live from a boat.
I'm so up for that. And we can go to New York via Finland and then just hop across to Australia.
Now, guys, this is quite a big commitment when I have to go and explain to Beth why I'm going to be away for a year.
Yes.
Something glib we said on the podcast. We're going to take a break and then we're going to talk about, what are they called? Hoovers.
Robot Hoovers.
Stand by. Hello, I'm Tom, and I make a podcast where I log in to celebrities' Amazon accounts. It's called...
What a brilliant idea for a pod. There's no original pods out there anymore, but this genuinely is.
Oh, thanks, Ben Bailey-Smith. Anyway, it's called...
This is good, isn't it? It's clever, this podcast. You should do more.
Thanks, Kerry Godleyman. It's called...
This is such a great idea, by the way. What great podcast.
Shappy Corsander, you're too kind. The podcast is called...
It's biographical. You can get all sorts of information out of people. This is a very good idea.
Thank you, Nick Helm. It's called My Mate Bought a Toaster.
I'm going to listen to this podcast.
Thanks, Alex Horn. Can you tell your friends?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So you got one, didn't you? You got a robot Hoover, Monksy.
So, I bid on eBay for several different... I had a sort of upper limit of about £80 I wanted to spend, and then I got one for £80, and it's the best thing I've ever bought. And Dave, I'm so grateful. But what I only realised the day before yesterday, so I'd had it maybe a day, maybe 2 days, is that the reason it was £80 is because it's not come with a charger.
So you can use it once, and then you need to go to Dave's house and charge it on his robot Hoover.
Well, we have the same robot Hoover, so that does work.
Yeah.
Oh, you should get them together.
Mm. Oh, and they can be buddies.
Then make little handheld Hoovers.
So you can't charge it.
No. So I'm now in a bidding war for a charger on eBay. It's got a bit dirty, to be honest, because I messaged the guy saying, I'd really like this. What's your kind of ideal price? I'll pay it. And he said, well, look, this has got a lot of interest. So I'm going to leave it to the bidding wars and see what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're currently on £12.
What is your top price?
Well, this is the problem with bidding, isn't it? Is really, it's limitless because I want to win. The kind of overarching need to win trumps any kind of monetary.
Well, and also the overarching need to have the thing that allows you to use the much more expensive thing you've already bought, you know?
Yeah. Because I didn't realise, they don't sell parts separately to the Robo Hoovers, so that's evil. But also, each charge is individual to the Hoover. So, like, there are some available for different brands, but it will charge the Hoover fine, but it won't... You know how... Does yours do this, Dave, where it takes itself to bed because it's like, oh, I'm low on charge, and then it takes itself to its charger?
It's the best bit about it, yeah.
God, that's a proper... If only I had the same ability. And in fact, Dave, you need that ability based on the fact that you texted us at 6 o'clock this morning saying, sorry, guys, I've stayed up all night. You need the base unit to tell you to go to bed.
To go to bed, automatically. Yeah.
That'd be so good, wouldn't it? If you could do that, if there'd be some sort of button you press and everyone who was out and about just went, and everyone just went.
Do you think that's a thing in the future? We'll be able to plug in rather than sleep. Be depressing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would a bit. Yeah. So you've got to £12 now. What's your highest amount? What's the most you're happy to go to?
Maybe £50.
50 quid for the charger?
You're nearly the same as the actual Hoover in the first place. Why is this? What's so unique about it? Why
do you think?
Why can't you just buy a normal plug?
I could. This is the thing. Maybe I should. Maybe I should do that. Should I just do that? Yeah.
I'm glad we went on that journey together.
Glad me and Dave helped you with that one by being completely silent. Yeah. I mean,
just the thing that I was really, really excited for was that it just does its own thing, and then when it's low on battery, it takes itself to its hub and it charges itself, and then it's ready to go. Whereas all of the other brands of charge, you have to physically take it from wherever
plug
it is.
It in, like a schmuck.
Yeah, to the side of the room and, yeah.
Have you seen the stories doing the rounds, the various memes of people whose robot Hoovers hoovered up dog poo?
No.
Ooh.
It's
horrific. There's one guy who got a puppy and for the first time left the puppy at home alone, went out, the Hoover started doing its thing, the dog had done a mess, and the robot Hoover... acted, I can only describe it as, you know you get the milk frothers.
Yeah.
Imagine a milk frother on puppy poo, and it destroyed his couch. It destroyed the walls of his flat. It obviously destroyed the Hoover because it just went right inside everything. It was at the proper poop apocalypse.
Really, that's awful.
Yeah, really
so
bad.
So I'm getting saying deja vu? Is this because you told a story about your milk frother last week?
I do like to talk about the milk frother most weeks. Yeah, probably.
And poo.
Yeah, milk frothing and poo. I mean, this is why this is the perfect... You know, it's appropriate that this is possibly the exact anniversary of cabin fever. We're more or less around there at the moment, Dave. It's taken me a year to realise. It's taken me a year to realise the exact precise components I need for the perfect story for me are a milk frother and poo.
What was the first episode of Cabin Fever? That's absolutely classic us to be like, it's happy sort of maybe anniversary-ish, roughly. We haven't checked at all.
Well, everyone's talking about the fact that it's a year or more or less since lockdown started-ish, just right. About. So there's loads of people on social media at the moment sharing pictures of the last thing I did. This is the last person whose face I licked before lockdown and all that sort of stuff. There's lots of that on socials at the moment. And because I think, what date was it?
23rd of March.
Ah, okay. So we're not quite there yet. We're not there yet. Or should we...
I'm looking. 23rd of March. Yeah, that was the first one.
That we did. 23rd of March.
Yeah, 23rd of March.
Wow. You did it on the first day.
We did it on the day, Monksy. You were on it. David Mitchell.
Was I?
Yeah.
The quality of guests has
really plummeted, hasn't it?
Flatlined, I'd say, Dave. Yeah. So hang on, the 23rd. Well, we're nearly on a year of this absolute nonsense. I feel like we should.
We really tried at the start. I was just reading back these first episodes, like David Mitchell, episode one.
Yeah.
Tilly was on episode three, Helen, off of Bitchin'.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about the bill a lot.
We had Carrie Quinlan, yeah. We had Lindsay Russell off of Blue Peter. And we had Tony Gardner, Jumbo.
Yeah.
We had Rosie Jones on. Mm-hmm.
Al Murray came on, didn't he?
Yeah.
Catherine Ryan, Matt Lucas. We've had some guests.
Janie Godley.
Yeah. Seriously.
Everybody tried recently, have we?
What are we going to do to... I mean, to be fair, we haven't tried, but the podcast has improved. What are we going to do to mark the anniversary? I feel like we should involve the listeners.
And I think we should get David Mitchell back on. He'll want to celebrate as much as the rest of us.
Do you know what? I'm happy to get him back on, but unfortunately, he'll have to say exactly what he said first time round, because we'll very much be playing the MP3 of him playing from the first episode. No, I think we should involve the listeners. I don't want to do the obvious thing of saying, what's your favourite bit? Maybe, you know, what's the weirdest bit? Or do you know what I mean? Like, can we somehow involve the listeners in a year of cabin fever?
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So hang on, what date is it? 14th? It's not going to be next week. It's going to be the week after, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
No. Oh, God, it's tricky, isn't it? It falls in sort of two stools. It's basically next week's episode. We'll go out the day before the anniversary.
Okay, we're going to call next year's anniversary, next year's episode then, the Cabin Fan at Feet, Cabin-iversary Fever.
Cabin-iversary, yeah, exactly. Cabin-iversary.
Cabin-iversary.
I thought if I just made noises, it would notice.
I think the only thing I'm prepared to do is some sort of quiz based on the titles of the show, so we can just absent-mindedly browse the titles of the various episodes. But anything that involves us having to actually listen back to this shit, I'm not prepared to do that. Is that fair, sort of mark in the sand there?
I feel like what we can do, which will work and is ultimately very lazy, but we could just say, look, If you've listened for the whole year, and you want to prepare as a short quiz or some sort, you know,
yeah, quizzes,
short piece of content that we can do.
Always give us a quiz, and we love that. Fine, so we'll to celebrate the cab anniversary. Then, if you'd like to set us I'm going to just go realistic here on the Twitters. Drop us a DM. Three questions based on content. Is that fair to say? Mm. If each of our listeners does that, we're going to end up with a nice 9-question quiz next week. So, three questions. The number to tweet, as ever, is, he says, looking for the sting. There it is. Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name. That was the whole theme tune, not just the sting.
Yeah, that wasn't it. I thought it was the end of the podcast then.
Yeah. Bye, everyone. No, so drop us a tweet with your questions. Now, there's something else we have got to do. There's an important bit of AOB, which we didn't attend to last week, and it went on as a reminder on the WhatsApp group. Right? Okay. Can either of you remember what it was?
Yes, I can. Because appliances.
The important.
Homeware.
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 We got snowed on it for Dave's birthday. We suggested people send us pictures, or mainly Dave, of their homeware. And so much stuff got sent in. It only seems right, Dave, that we go through them, right?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. I could do this literally all day.
Okay, so I'll kick things off. I'm looking at the Twitters. Alex Sugden sent us a really, really lovely picture of all together. The happy homeware family here. A coffee maker, a rice cooker, a toaster, and an air fryer. It says in the developing world. Oh, is that Alex who's in Indonesia? I think it might be. I think he's our Indonesian guy. Do you remember? He's messaged just before. Mm. So there you go. Mm. Lovely stuff. All on one plug. All looking really nice there. It's a lovely toast of the day. Are you seeing this as well? This is on March the 6th that he sent us this.
I'm just getting it up. No, yeah, I'm fascinated by an air fryer, to be honest.
Mm.
I have one of those. I got it for Christmas. And
an air fryer?
Yeah. It's the best thing I've ever been given.
You got a charger for it? Or just used it once and just run out of bats.
Oh, God. God, it's so
what are you
good.
Making there? Are you making chips with air?
Chips. Falafel, spring rolls, cauliflower bites.
Oh my God. So hang on, can I ask a question? What if it's frying with air, how does it turn air into some sort of frying device? Does it just make very, very hot air? Please explain.
So I think it's to do with the motion, but I'm not an expert. I have Googled it a couple of times and then I get bored halfway through reading. But yeah, I think it's to do with it going shoo, woo, woo, round all the stuff.
That's a scientific explanation.
Shrew, woo, woo, around all the stuff. Okay.
It really makes things super crispy. It's like you fried it. Honestly, it's well worth the investment, guys.
I love fried
stuff. Well, I don't need another thing to buy, but there you go.
I mean, that is the danger of this feature, Dave, because it's just a lot of people sending you homeware. Also, John from Peebles has been on. Oh, hang on one second. There he is there. He's done a tweet. Happy birthday, Dave. Here's an espresso maker with metal refillable pods. You're my kind of guy, John. Yes,
good
please.
For the environment, that,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Between you lot not flying and John with his refillable pods, this podcast is doing wonders
really
for
is.
Offsetting my flights to Australia.
Are you looking at this, Dave, on March the 5th? Can you see this?
Yeah, Rachel's sexy water carbonator.
And that is... that is very nice. I've got to be honest, in terms of the Cabin Fever Homeware Awards 2021, Rachel's is right up there. That is incredible.
And topical, because look behind the water carbonator, Tom. What do you see?
I see a... is that an Australian plug?
It's an Australian plug.
An Australian plug.
That's it. Carbonates water in the Australasias.
Wow. Nice, Rachel. It does look nice, actually, doesn't it? Because I've been pushing to get a water carbonator, but my wife is resisting and I don't know why.
Yeah, it's definitely the sort of thing that you will want and she will not want and she'll win.
Yeah, true story. True, she always does. She always
just
does.
Loads of, I don't actually think I've looked through them all now again, and I just, the longer we talk about them, the more likely I am to spend too much money on kitchen gadgets, you know?
So many. It was really nice. Also, we got a very nice cookie jar with what we do in the winter, which is, of course, Alistair's podcast on it.
Alistair Satchel.
He's got merchandise. Where's the Cabin Fever merchandise?
Where's our merchandise?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Could we do a Cabin Fever air fryer?
I think we should do a Cabin Fever robot Hoover charger.
Yes.
And price it at £50.
£49.99 plus PMP. Oh, that's great news. Oh, quick update on that, actually, before we go. Tom, how's your toaster Patreon going? Has anyone asked them to send toast in the post?
Toaster Patreon's going incredibly well. I have spent most of the week popping toast in the post. It's finally making postmen popular with dogs. You are welcome. It's going really well, Dave. Do you want the numbers?
Always. I love an honest number.
Yeah, honest number. Yeah, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 15, 20, 35, 40, 8. It's on 8 at the moment. So, really glad I spent hours putting My Mate Bought a Toaster ad-free onto the Patreon site, and looking forward to...
How many of them have done the top tier on this, the $30 a month?
30, 15, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 0. It's 0 at the moment. But, you know, I think it takes time for people to get used to the idea. You know what I mean?
It's such a jump in price for one piece of toast in the post.
Yeah.
It's triple toast in the next post. Layered up.
But, you know, toast in the post is a new thing. It's going to catch on. I'm ahead of my time. It's the new Bitcoin, you know? Get in now.
It's like the world's worst subscription box. Like, you're asking people for an extra $20 a month, and you don't get a piece of toast every month.
Can I just say, there are other benefits anyway. It is not just a toast. It is not just a cooked bread-based incentive. You also get free tickets to go and see My Mate Bought a Toaster live, which at the moment, that doesn't exist. So, you know, there are other elements to it as well. AOB, please. AOB.
No AOB from me.
NAOB from me.
All the best. Kind regards. Thanks for coming. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin
FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name. I've just bid 100 quid on a robot hoover plug, so...
I was going to say, who's just done that?
Have you actually done it?
You're welcome. GreatBigOwl.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.